But Wallace was not first. I rushed frantically and completed The Origin of Species by means of natural selection in 13 months, a task that had eluded me for the past 20 years. But I still feared the controversy the book would likely bring up. My own dear wife, Emma, once told me she feared we might end up spending eternity in two very different places. I began having recurring nightmares that I was found guilty and hanged for blasphemy.
I was lying awake with a dismal headache, and my sleep was put off by anxiety. For I feared that my plan of explaining how mad any wrong would bring on notoriety. Though I dwell in a town with a village of damn and a home that is quiet and regal, yet I get nowhere close, and I can't even doze without dreaming I'm back on the beagle. We are rounding the horn in a furious storm, and our progress is measured in inches. Then we're rolling around till the crew's almost drowned, and they scatter like terrified finches. Fitz roars in a mood, and he's coming unglued, and he cannot say where our next port is. I fear he's unwell, for he's shrouded in a shell and turned into a monstrous tortoise. He ignores the enormity of his deformity, carapace scales and the rest of it. And Gauss's complexion is close to perfection, and as for my fears, they suggest of it. After 10,000 miles, they will often go south, and I'm tense and exceedingly weary. For I know that this place could result in disgrace, and I use it to further my theory. Then I scramble ashore as the sea lions roar, and I hear a contemptuous snaker. I glance up in a tree, and then what do I see? Seven chips and an Anglican vicar. It's not hard to tell if they're all mad as hell, and I ask what's the source of your fury. His grace is retort, his silence in court, for I am your judge and your jury. With a barrister smile, he declares I'm on trial, he tells me the cause of his action. You cannot escape, for you said man's an ape, and my client's demands satisfaction. To challenge my fitness, he calls his first witness, and albatross bound for Guiana. But the birth of his sailor turns into a snail, and implodes and becomes an iguana. The judge is perplexed, and I say don't be vexed, you've been changing since Adam's arrival. The monk in his cloister descends from an oyster, the fittest and master survival. His honor says quiet, the court will not buy it, you must show the truth of creation. Your place has to loose, now your neck's in a noose, and you're off to eternal damnation. I've given up hope as he tightens the rope, and the chips are to make a commotion. When a wave hits the shore with a volcanic roar, the island sinks under the ocean. With a shriek I awake, and it's all a mistake, the iguana is really a kitten. No chips are in sight on this miserable night, and no wonder I'm back in Great Britain.